This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today is Cash Cahey. Cash, welcome to our show today.
Thanks very much, Derek. I'm really glad to be here.
Let's go back a little bit. Kind of tell us about some of your early years and a couple of highlights so that our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Sure. So after that undergraduate in marketing at the University of Houston, I landed my first job in sales. And I think this is where my first leadership lesson came from. I realized I was not a salesman, Derek, but I realized I could be influential. And I think what it showed me is throughout my life, I've had to be learning, growing, realizing what works, what doesn't work. I went on to a successful career in marketing, did some strategic planning, and even led an enterprise-wide culture change initiative. So have had a lot of experience with leaders and taught leaders and again around the world. And I just come to the idea that self-awareness is really what it's all about, or at least is the foundation. And you know, Warren Bennis, I believe, said, the single greatest source of leadership failure is the lack of self-awareness. And really being aware of your personality type, your values, you know, what are your talents? What do you do well? And what do you not do well? That figures into this, book and my whole philosophy. Very excited to share with you about that.
You know, and that's great. And, we being self-aware, for me, when I became aware that I needed to be self-aware, was a big moment for me. And then, but actually it was really scary too. We said, okay, I just found several things that I'm not the greatest at, like I told myself. So now what? So a couple of things. One is, how do you be self-aware? And then number two is, what next?
Yeah. And so there's some great research out there on self-awareness, recent stuff that's been done that I highly recommend. And I'm blanking on her name, but one of her premises is that self-awareness is both internal and external. And I think there you have where the difference between being introverted and extroverted can come into play in terms of your self-awareness. If I'm extrovertedly self-aware, I'm understanding what other people think of me. I'm understanding how I'm perceived, what I'm, you know, and so my savvy is going outwardly about myself. If I'm more introverted, then I'm more knowing myself, my center, my being, who am I, what am I about? And I think both are necessary.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.